Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC here in rainy Atlanta. This weather is bipolar. Yesterday it was 75 degrees. Today it's 57. It's just a flip of the numbers. We don't ever know what it's going to be from day to day. But anyway, here we are on Music Woman Radio with my guest, the composer of the tune you just heard called Monkey Mind. So let's bring her in. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Dr. Jones. So glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, happy to have you as our 437th member, I believe it is, if I have the number right. So tell us, how did you come to music as a child?
Oh, my goodness. I started music when I was 12 years old in junior high school. My first instrument was a clarinet. And, I was in love with music. Music is part of my family. My older brother was an incredible trumpet player and older than me. Just he and I in the family, so he was kind of a role model, and I just wanted to be as good as he was. So I started with the clarinet, and technically and musically, reading music and sight reading and all that good stuff just came naturally. I felt like I was really good at it. But the clarinet, for the most part, when you're doing any kind of orchestra, you're starting to get into kind of a symphonic orchestra, you want a warm kind of dark sound, and boy, I did not have that. I did not have it at all. Mine was always bright, and just couldn't quite get the tone that was requested. So I realized that it was a great sound for jazz, though. And as I moved into high school, in junior high, I switched over to the saxophone. And that suited me like a glove. So I auditioned for the High School for Performing Arts in Houston in the ninth grade, and auditioned, made it in. And all of my musical training, I have to give credit to the High School for Performing Arts. It's just the most wonderful school. I would do it all over again.
Okay. And did you continue to pursue music in college?
I did. I graduated from HSPVA, and then I was offered a music scholarship to a local school. It was called San Jacinto College, and it had one of the best jazz programs in the nation. This just little remote college in Pasadena, Texas. Shelton Berg was the music director there, and was amazing, just an amazing director, amazing piano player. I believe he has moved to Miami now and is playing there, and I'm sure he's still teaching. But
I knew him.
Go ahead. You did, yeah. Shelly Berg. Yeah, he's a big name. So
University of Miami.
Yes, he's amazing. So I've had some incredible teachers. Dr. Robert Morgan taught at HSPVA, and that was my high school instructor. I've had some really great teachers, great training.
Excellent. Now, you were born in Venezuela, but
yes,
to Cuban and Dominican parents.
Yes. My mother and father met in Venezuela, and that's where my brother and I were both born, and we moved to the United States when I was 4 years old, to New York City. And I was in New York City till about 9 years old, so I have very fond memories of being very, very cold in New York. But once you've lived there, I mean, it just kind of sticks with you, and it's a fabulous city, and love visiting there. I wouldn't live there again. It's just too cold for me. But
well, but I would never live there.
Yeah, it's just way too cold.
And busy, too busy.
Yeah, very
okay,
busy.
So now you write songs. How many songs would you say you've written?
I have two albums that I've completed. I've written more, but I haven't recorded all of them. The first album I did is called Through Children's Eyes, and that has 13 songs. And I just completed my second album called Necessary Chaos. And that one's being released one at a time. And that one has a total of 10 songs.
Okay. So how many songs would you say you've written? 20, 30, 100?
I would say written total, I've probably written about 40 songs.
And do you have a publishing company?
I am self-published. I have my own publishing company called Awareness Records.
Okay.
Yeah, so just kind of keeping it all to myself and trying to kind of go my own route.
Yeah, that's good. And are you with ASCAP or BMI?
I am. I am a member of ASCAP. I think it's important to be a member of one of those two, as our music is so widely available now, and that's a really good way to, you know, be sure that you're being credited for royalties and no one's misusing your music, as well as all the programs that they have. They have a lot of programs that teach, you know, that you can learn from. So I really love being a part of that.
That's good. A lot of musicians are not open to learning about the business of music, and that's what makes those who are successful, you know. So
yeah,
you this song Monkey Mind, I heard the word free in there a lot, and
yes,
that jazz music is music of freedom, you know, the voice of freedom. So how does music activate the sense of freedom within your soul?
Oh my goodness, it's complete freedom. It is, music takes me to another realm, another dimension. Whether I am listening to it, whether I am in the creative process of writing it, whether I'm performing, all of it, it's there's really no words to describe the level of freedom that you have in music. And then to have the gift to be able to do all that, you know, not just listen to it, but be a part of the music itself is ultimate freedom. It allows me to express myself in a way that doesn't necessarily even need words. You know, you're hoping to touch people with the music itself and move the soul and move the spirit. My music is very spiritual. The first album that I did was mostly a Christian album. And this second album, I've widened that more. You know, I'm looking for a greater expression of that spirituality. So it's more for anyone, you know. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Buddhist or nothing at all, you know, just to be able to connect with people on the pure level of love. And that was the idea behind the album that I just finished, because that's where I am now.
Beautiful. Lovely. Okay. Well, let's listen to Ask Me, and we'll be back with more talk with Wendy Vaughn.
Great.
You're listening to Music Woman Radio with Dr. Diva JC. We invite all of our listeners to the first annual Music Woman Festival, Saturday, October 19th, 2024, from 4 to 9 p.m. in East Point, Georgia. Go to www.musicwoman.art for all the information and get their early bird tickets, which are going to be deeply discounted from the tickets starting in June. So let's bring Wendy Vaughn back in because I have two questions for Wendy. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. First, who's accompanying you or are you doing the keyboard and drum yourself?
The entire album was recorded on my own. I have no other musicians on the album. So I use lots of electronics. So, yes, I play all the keyboard parts. I play the saxophone. I do all the vocals. And with a lot of trial and error on learning this recording equipment, I've learned to be able to stack instruments and vocals and create drum patterns and do some live stuff on top of that. So it's wonderful.
So, wait, I'm choking. I went down my throat. Okay. I'm going to play another piece of music and I'll be back.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to
I'll probably play it again at the end. It's a beautiful tune. So
Wendy,
tell me, you are like a quadruple threat because you sing, you play saxophone, you produce, and you play the keyboard too.
I do. Yeah.
And you I don't know what comes out to quadruple, but anyway. So now let me ask you this. You became a member back in February. Did you see yourself in the newsletter?
I did. That was very, very exciting.
Good.
Yeah, it's quite the journey. I'm just loving it.
Excellent. And my other question is, do you ever work with women musicians or do you only work alone?
When I perform live, I do try to include women. I just finished a concert in February. On February 24th, I had a concert in Galveston, Texas, and I had actually tried to hire a female bass player, but it didn't work out. I ended up with a lifelong friend, Keith Vivens, on bass, who's phenomenal. So that was just meant to be. And then I have a friend that I met through Unity Church of the Woodlands, and she's a phenomenal singer, Shara Narayan, and she was my backup vocal. So I was a little bit limited on the number of musicians that I could have on that show. I would have loved to have a full horn section, but I love including women in my in music. It's, you know, we have a hard time as it is, kind of always coming in second, you know what I mean, in this kind of male-dominated industry.
Yeah, but that's why we have Women in Jazz South Florida and the Music Woman Radio Show. And
Yes. We're
about to, well, we're producing the Music Woman Festival in October. So, you know, we've been here 17 years. And I've been doing this radio show since 2008. So that's 16 years.
Beautiful.
But we're just doing the first annual Music Woman Festival. And I want everybody to go to musicwoman.art and click on Evite. The tickets are $50, but they're going to go up substantially in June. That's because of my daughter. I have to blame my daughter for that because we believe everything. Yeah. So, but I think it's so wonderful, all the women that have been through this show, and there are 150, maybe close to 160 episodes available on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, anybody that wants to hear about women musicians, they need to listen to this channel. So let me ask you this. What would you advise a young woman coming into the music industry?
Don't be afraid. Follow your heart and be yourself. Do not try to be something you are not. If you are in music and you love music and that is your passion will lead you to be authentic. The industry in general has a bad reputation of trying to take something that's already amazing and trying to change it into something that they think is going to work. And that's a slippery slope because you can lose yourself in that and you could lose the authenticity of what made you different to begin with. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Play, write, and sing the music as you feel your heart is telling you to do, and don't compromise.
Great. Now, you are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And what is your industry? What field?
I own a window and door replacement company in the Houston area. That's our main office. And I have expanded to Corpus Christi, Dallas, Galveston, and now in South Florida. So we started in South Florida at about, I think it's been about 4 or 5 months now. And yeah, my daughter also is, you know, part of the company. She's now the vice president. So, you know, we work that together now. And that is another male-dominated industry where you really have to work hard to gain back and almost prove yourself. You have to prove that you know what you're talking about. So that's common.
So you're dealing with gender discrimination in both fields.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's not something that I would say keeps me back. I just ignore it. I just ignore it, and I proceed to do my thing and connect with people on a human level, so that gender is not really even a thing. You know, if I'm talking to you for a few minutes and we start talking, you know, technical things, it's going to come up really quickly that's a non-issue. Every now and then I'll get maybe 1 out of 100, you know, maybe a male customer that just won't even give me the time of day because, you know, I'm not Bob. So it doesn't happen too often, thank goodness, but for the most part, just doing our thing and presenting the way we do has allowed me to be very successful in what I do in that industry. And, you know, music's not that different. You know, you get up and play. You know, that, Joan, there's a lot of ego in the music industry, and you can get a lot of musicians together, and you have male and female musicians playing the same level of music, possibly the same instrumentation, and there can be a little bit of a competition. And God forbid one of those women just smoke the guy. They'll never hear the end of it. Because you know we can, and you know we do.
honest woman.
Okay. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay, so is your daughter musical?
No, she's taken a different path. She her talent and her passion is actually podcasting. I have two daughters. I'm talking about my youngest one, and she has started a podcast dating podcast for women in her age group, you know, 30s or so. And it took off, and she's having a great time with it. My oldest daughter is a therapist, and she just got her license doing that. So very strong women in my family doing what they love.
I would love to hear what these young women are saying about dating these days.
Oh, my goodness. It's not anything, you know, it's not anything like it was. You know, everything is distant. Because, you know, you text everything and you know, society in general, nobody wants to talk to each other anymore. How can you build a relationship and get to know somebody if you're not looking at them in the face, you know, and those kinds of distractions that we didn't have, you know, not even that long ago.
Right.
It's really
right.
Changed. And accessibility to scrolling on your phone, you know, 100 different options of who you want to date, that also is something that was not present not that long ago.
Right. We kind of took what came along, a lot of us.
Yeah.
It's scary. It is scary. Okay. Well, you know, I'm happy to have you in this group. One of our lifetime members, actually our first lifetime member, lives in Dallas.
Her name, wow.
Yeah, her name is Sandra Kay, And she's a longtime singer in Fort Worth, Dallas area. And she just has been so supportive of everything that I've done in my career. We met decades ago, and she referred me to a club in Shanghai, China.
Oh, wow.
And so we were both in China together working for the same club. It was called CJW, which meant cigar, jazz, and wine. And people would smoke cigars in the audience as the smoke loomed toward the stage, and we were choking, but nobody cared.
But that's what you did. Smoky bars, smoky lounges. I mean, that was part of it, right? That was part of the experience.
Well, that was the height of the smoky bar. I did a cigar bar in Zurich, Switzerland, too. And that was harrowing. You know, trying to sing with the smoke actually coming toward you is hard. But I lived. I'm still alive. So, you know, it's all good. So let me ask you a question. You are a new member. What are your expectations of this organization?
I don't know how this will sound, but I have made it a practice to not really have expectations.
Yeah.
And I'll explain that. Expectations can lead to disappointment when the expectations are maybe not in line with what you're supposed to be doing or what's coming for you. I have more of an openness than an expectation. I am open to whatever this group has to offer, and I will take advantage of learning and meeting people and just enjoying the music and sharing the music, getting to know other musicians, you know, finding what they do, learning from them. That is what I am hoping to experience.
Well, we have one member who plays the iwi. She plays saxophone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kim J. And I would like for the two of you to meet each other because she has a home studio and she generates the music the same way that you do. And I think you would have interesting conversations with each other.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Also, on the last Sunday of each month, at 12 noon, which is 11 o'clock your time, we have a composer's Zoom.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure that you're invited to that. Sometimes I slip up. But, you know, maybe five or six of us come on and we talk about music and the business and stuff like that, you know. So I'm going to remember to send that out right now, send composer to Zoom and add you to it and invite Kim. Now, Kim might be working because Sunday at noon, you know, there's a lot of music in Florida.
Yes, there is.
You know, but I'm in Atlanta now, but we still have about 190 members down in Florida. And it's such a fertile ground for music because you can have outside, inside, daytime, nighttime, you know, and the weather, unless it's raining, the weather is so conducive, you know. But anyway, it's just so wonderful that Kate referred you to us, and I hope you'll stay in touch. Now, we have a publication, Music Woman Magazine, and right now, this year's theme is collaboration. So that's why I was asking you who was on your CDs with you, but you're collaborating with your higher self.
Yes. Yes. You know. Absolutely.
So that's okay. But if you do have a story of collaboration, you are welcome to send me, you know, a couple of sentences about it, and let's see if it'll fit in the magazine.
Definitely, definitely. I've had a couple of people approach me recently that would like for me to help them work with their music. The backup singer that I mentioned is one of them. She's a wonderfully talented singer-songwriter and would like to have more access to the production and recording side, which I've offered to help. And, you know, I have had a couple of people like that. So that'll really be my first time to be doing collaborations, and I'm really excited about, you know, experiencing that. I think that would be so much fun.
Of course, and it'd be helpful to her.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're already experienced. So, you know, I'll send you the email about the article and advertisement too. We're an annual publication, so you get a lot of visibility, and you know, your sponsorship is, your advertisement is tax deductible. So that's enough of public service announcements right now. So what is your next project? What is the next thing that you'll be doing musically?
I am ready to get back into the creative process. I completed my last album. I did 10 songs in 8 months from beginning to end, from writing it to recording it. I am ready now. Spring is here, so everything's about being new. And I'm feeling the urge to write. And so that's what I'll be doing next. I'm going to start working on another project and see what comes of that. I haven't really thought about the direction of the music. I know I would like to add a little bit more of the Latin sound. I think the last song you played, Worthy, had a little bit of that. And my first album actually has a song in Spanish. So I'm tossing that idea around to kind of bring in the jazz in together with some Latin sounds.
Okay. And what about performances?
I do a lot of church performances right now. And I'm also looking to create a women's retreat with two other amazing women. Patricia Cantu is my spouse, and I have a dear friend named Rachel Stokes who does women's retreats in Galveston. And the three of us are going to collaborate to start doing women's retreats, which will include a very large portion of music and a concert during that experience. So I'm looking forward to doing that more regularly. And then I see myself doing another big concert again once my new project is completed as well, so I can do another full album debut.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is October the 5th.
Oh, that's right around our festival.
Yeah.
So you're a Libra. You're just all around artist. Right?
Yeah, all around. And I, you know, I'm going to look into that to see if that's something that maybe I can be a part of.
Renaissance woman.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it is a pleasure to know you and to hear your music. You know, so often musicians don't compose their own music. They just play what they hear, you know?
Right.
And it's a pleasure to listen to someone who is creating music.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoy it so much, and I'm so grateful to be able to do it.
Okay. So I want you, that I like what you had what you said about freedom, and I just want you to talk about worthiness, being worthy. Go.
Yes. You want me to talk about worthiness?
Yes. You wrote a song called Worthy.
Yes. So I finished my first album in 98. And I mentioned earlier that that was a Christian album. And what it was is I was very involved in the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church music had not really been exposed to anything contemporary. So here I came along and was, you know, kind of changing up the sound, and there were very few musicians who were bringing that music up to speed. And so I was offered an opportunity out of Nashville with that album. And I got very excited, and, you know, my very young self was, you know, having all these pipe dreams, and it turned out that they couldn't get the wheels turning on that. Not only was it a time where the church was not ready for that, and number two, I was about to be going through a divorce. So that didn't play well in that scenario. So I got bitter. And I was really hurt in many ways, and I allowed myself to distance myself from the music, from the creative side of the music. I, you know, call it being mad at God. And so I didn't even realize all these years what it caused was actually musical trauma. And it wasn't until recently that I was able to heal through that and come to the realization that, no one took that from me. I gave it away. I gave it away. So I reclaimed it. I'm putting it back out there. It's great music, in my opinion. It's uplifting. I did have a group of great musicians on that first album. And when I went into doing this project, most of the songs are healing songs. They're for people that need to hear that they are worthy, that they are worthy of making mistakes. They're worthy even if you've, you know, been through divorce or, you know, been in jail or just anything that we've ever done. We're human, the human experience. And that music and that particular song is about allowing yourself to know, to just know that you are worthy. You are worthy without any expectations. You don't have to do anything. You just are. So that's how that song came about.
Beautiful. And that's why I wanted you to talk about it. And I just sent the link for the Zoom on Sunday, and Kim was the first person to respond.
Oh, wonderful. How exciting.
Yeah, so I just told her about you, and I hope that the two of you will be there Sunday and meet each other. That's if I don't forget to open the Zoom, because I'm so old, I forget stuff.
I'm going to put it on my calendar, and it looks like it's Eastern time, so that'll be 11 for me. Yes, I'm going to definitely try to make that.
That'll be beautiful. Okay, so anything else you would like to say to our listeners?
Wow, I am so thankful to just be on this platform. I hope you look for my music. I'm on Spotify and all the other platforms, streaming platforms, and spread the love and keep sharing music. It's what it's all about.
Okay, my love. Well, I want to play Worthy again because it's worthy of being heard. But wait a minute. It's a great song. I mean, all three of them I like. But we have a call in. Hi, who's on 480?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm on mute. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trying to get off mute. Hello?
No,
can you hear me?
You. We hear you.
Oh, okay.
Who are you?
How you doing? My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Elite 300 winning team members. I was calling in to support Miss Wendy. Congratulations on your career. The world is opening back up. I'm a first-time caller, so I don't know the formatting, but I'm calling in, and I'm calling with support.
And what's your name again, sir?
Don Jr., CEO. Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
And where are you located? Where are you?
I'm in sunny Mesa, Arizona. It's about 95 degrees here. It's very hot, but I'm listening to your broadcast, and I'll listen to Miss Wendy.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
I really
ma'am.
Appreciate your words. Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank y'all, too. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep listening every week.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. Here's Wendy's worthy again. And, Wendy, we'll talk to you on Sunday. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend.
Okay, doll. So that was Wendy Vaughn again with Worthy. I really like that song. I think I'm going to use that song. Yes, Wendy, we're here.
Yes.
We're about to check
in. I am still here.
But I think I'm about to use your song for something.
Great.
So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
If you hear it in a newsletter or something like that, you'll know I already have permission. But usually I do it, then I ask permission. But it's, you know.
You are more than welcome to use that song.
Great, great, great. So thank you again for your time. And good luck with your businesses. And we will see you soon somewhere, I have a feeling.
I have a feeling. Thank you so much again for the opportunity, allowing me to discuss all of the different topics. And, you know, I just hope I can meet you in person soon. And much love to you.
Well, come to Atlanta in October. We'll see about that.
All right. All right. We'll talk about that.
Okay. All right. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization